T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In the studio with us this morning is a professional comedian. Yes. And she's a very interesting human being. She does stand-up at Caroline's on Broadway tonight. She's got one of the most popular podcasts in the world called Juicy Scoop. She's already done 300 episodes. She's married to a very bright man, and she's here with us today. Her name is Heather McDonald.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll make sure that he listens to this later. I'm sure there's some link he can listen to. It'll be the one compliment that he gets.
Mention him.
Well, I talk a lot about him in my act, which is great because he doesn't care and it's very funny. So it's nice if I say something nice to oneself.
Yeah. They
That's
like
good.
That.
Yes, of course. Stroke the ego a little bit.
Well, how did you meet your husband?
I met him at while I was on a date with someone else, which is the way you had to do it back then.
I love that.
I couldn't just lay under my comforter, my weighted blanket, and swipe for fresh
tea.
I had to like get in the hot rollers, put on a bodysuit. We've been married for 18 years. Yeah. 18 years. I'm Catholic, so I hope that God rewards me on the other side. I mean, believe me, I'm very envious of divorced people, but at this point, I'm like, I'm in it to win it.
Yeah.
And we just, hopefully, we'll send the kids off to a college near a winery that we'd like to visit.
Right.
We have that in common.
Any colleges in Napa?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we tried to send my stepdaughter to Sonoma State, and she didn't want to go. We were both like ready to sign up. It was like a little like jewel. It was like I couldn't believe it. So that's our goal, is just to continue drinking.
Of course.
Yeah.
And have an excuse to do it.
Yes, a couple who drinks together stays together. A lot of people don't know that, but it's very true. If you're on the same page about, like, if someone opens a bottle of wine 4 o'clock on a Tuesday and the other person just gets 2 glasses, that is a marriage that's gonna work.
That's right.
Yes.
That's what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yes. Write this down.
Juicy Scoop, the podcast, twice a week on iTunes. But when you first started, did you have any response? I mean, you obviously have connections and people kind of knew who you were because you were working on Chelsea Lately. Mm-hmm. But when you first started, were you encouraged by the response or did it take off slow?
Yeah, I mean, I started 3.5 years ago, and basically just because after Chelsea Lately entered, which I wrote and produced for, the whole time that it started.
Like 7 years, right?
Yeah, and then there was about a year in between that I had like a couple other shows that didn't last, like on TLC and stuff. And I was like, well, I guess it's time for a podcast. Like, I felt like it was like over with.
I had nothing else to do.
Yeah, like, I guess I'll be like everybody else. And then, I just kind of modeled it like Chelsea Layton, that I liked the hot topics and that I had comedians on. But I also, one thing that she didn't pursue that I was always obsessed with was the fun of the reality show stars and the housewives and things like that. And that I can do impersonations of them. And I love 90 Day Fiance and Love After Lockup. Like, I'm just sort of intrigued by that.
Right.
So it's all of that along. And then Juicy Scoop is a term I've always used. Like, give me the Juicy Scoop. So then also sometimes I'll have my sister on who's a defense attorney and we'll like explore a really juicy murder or like anything that's juicy. And so, yeah, I did it just to promote my live stand-up shows. And then I was like, oh my God, like people are listening. I was actually really surprised. And now it's whole career.
Like, so
now,
do you do that in front of a live audience, your podcast?
Like, tonight is a live Juicy Scoop. So that'll be in front of a live audience.
With special guests we won't name.
Yeah, special guests which won't name. But Chris Frangiola, who's a great comedian, who's with me all weekend, and you will remember him from Chelsea too. But it's a lot of work. Like, it's almost like I'm doing like a variety show because it's different. But once in a while, every couple months, I'll do a live one, and then
it's really fun.
Yeah, mostly it's just in the studio with a guest, and so it's fun.
And your husband lit it on fire. You said
I did. Let's give him some credit because as an, you know, as a comedian, as an artist, like, I mean, one of the reasons I married him is because he is good at math and he likes to read directions. Two things
I hate. Bonuses.
And he likes to return stuff. Another thing I hate.
Oh, my God. And that men don't like to do, usually.
Yeah. But I do think, like, you should try to find someone, ladies or men, that do stuff that you don't want to do.
That you don't want to do.
You're good at it.
Fill the gap.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Where were you 25 years ago?
Yeah. So he pursued all the things. Yeah. Like, I hate reading contracts. So I used to be like, okay, whatever. I just want to perform. Like, I just want to work. And so it's kind of a nice combo to have that. But then also, on the other hand, I'd say don't ever work with your spouse.
Yeah.
Because I work with my spouse. I was like, I'm saying good things about it. Like, no one has your back more than that. But then it's also super annoying.
Yeah, critical. And then you go home with it, too.
Yeah. And it works just all the time. So, you know, but it's all worked out really well. And then, you know, I have more free time. Sounds and like I'm able to do my own thing. And no one tells me I can't talk about that. If I want to talk about Adderall, we don't have an Adderall sponsor. Like, I can talk about
you can do it.
Whatever I want. So it's in that respect, I love it.
You have kids, right? You said?
Yes, I have three kids. I have a stepdaughter who's a sophomore in college, and then my boys are 16 and 13.
And do they get included in the comedy?
They do, and I've talked about them a lot, and for the first time, my 16-year-old came to see me.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't know he was going to come that night. He wanted to go with his older cousin when I was doing Phoenix, and I was like, it was great. And he was like, I go, did you like it? He goes, yeah. I guess I just didn't understand how all these people were laughing when they don't know the story.
Right.
I go, because I explain it well. Like, I'm actually a good storyteller. That's what I do. And he's like, yeah, everybody kept saying, this is just like us. This is just like us. And I go, well, that's the nicest thing to hear. So that was good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I try to, but he wrote a whole report in high school about how his idol is Joe Coy.
Oh,
a comedian friend of ours.
Sure, yes.
And I'm like, you do realize
we
your
just
mom.
Had him up here.
Yeah, I'm like, I am the female Joe Coy. Like, you do get that, like, I do that, you know.
He's we
like,
love
yeah,
Joe.
But, yeah, he's but you're. Best. Oh, so our boys went to the same Catholic school together. So they were friends. And so I was.
We're
like,
talking to comedian Heather McDonald. I just jump in here for a second. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. But anyway, yeah, so it's interesting raising. You know, straight white males right now. It's a hard time for them.
No kidding.
And I tell them, I go, there's no time in history that it's worse to be you.
Yeah.
Like, you were really killing it for like 1,000 years.
Yeah, 50 years ago, you owned it.
Yeah, so just know that, like, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to support you.
Mine too. Same thing with mine.
Oh. You used to be very popular, but now you're screwed.
No, yeah, but it's fun. They're funny. But I do, you know how like people on Instagram always do like inspirational quotes and things like today is tomorrow and blah, blah. So I'm like, I'm just gonna take advice from my teenage boys, which is like, Mom, stop going above and beyond. That's your problem, teenage son. Like, I'm like, what?
What do you mean by that?
But I'm also like, yeah, you're right. I probably should.
Right.
I wouldn't be so stressed if I didn't go above and beyond. Like, they're hilarious. Right. Yeah. And then to humiliate my son, we wrapped his car in my face with Juicy Scoop logo for Christmas. And said, this is the only way you're going to be able to drive.
You gotta drive an advertiser.
We drove it to Vegas. I'm like, eventually we took it off, but I was like, let's just get a little bit of
mileage out of the joke.
Let's get a little PR out of it. I'm like, this is the family business. If I was a farmer, you'd be up at 5 picking corn. Like,
right.
I need to exploit you. Do you want a lip kit or not? You know what I mean? These boys they're not daughters. It's not as profitable to have boys and exploit them as it is to girls. Like, you know, Kris Jenner, you know, she's put them all in bikinis and look at them now. And I'm
to work.
And my sons are tall, but they're okay. They're not models, you know, like I can't.
They're just okay.
And they're like not into fashion and they love Costco. So I'm like, you got to lose the Kirkland jeans, dude. Like, I'm not saying we went, like, come on.
I'm liking your kids more and more all the time. I'm a Costco-aholic.
Me too.
Oh, my God, it's the best place. Do you know that they will return anything?
Anything.
Anything.
Any amount of time. It's crazy.
We return, and I'm not kidding, a 3/4 drunk bottle of Kirkland Cabernet.
No!
Not a lie. And I said, I'm not returning my husband's. He goes, you know what? It just wasn't it just wasn't. It's not the way you remembered it at the Kirkland Napa Winery. It's $6. I'm not returning it. My son goes, I'll return it. I'm like, you're 15. You're not returning it. Wine. But we returned it.
It's going to test that policy.
Yeah. Talking to Heather McDonald, what was the name of that last book you had out? So
I did My Inappropriate Life and I did You'll Never Blue Ball in This Town Again.
Right.
Which was because every female comic was writing essays about all her sexual escapades and these slutty adventures, which I didn't unfortunately have those, but I did dry hump a lot. So I was like, wow. I find these stories to be just as funny. Yeah, right. So that's how
maybe
I came
funnier
up with the title. Yes.
My Inappropriate Life, Some Material Not Suitable for Small Children, Nuns, or Mature Adults.
And we never got to the fallout between you and Chelsea. Is that something you'd still talk about, or are you?
No, I mean, there isn't. I mean, you know, we worked together for a long time, and then we don't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like anything else. And
she prefers anonymity.
What kind of maybe now? I don't know. I don't know. I had a good time on the show, though. It was a very good time for my career and my friends. Yeah,
that's good to hear.
So you're doing now. Are there any tickets available for Caroline's?
Yes, for Friday and Saturday, 7:30 and 10:00. There's tickets for both those times, but they are fortunately selling fast. So please go get them.
Fortunately,
they are selling fast. So that's good. Yes. But I'd like to sell it out. I came all this way. Just missed the polar vortex. It's going to start again right when I leave. I feel extremely
blessed. It's going to be cold this weekend.
Yes. I feel very lucky that... So just come see me before the world ends, because clearly it is. So it's like live every day like it's your last. That's
the podcast is Juicy Scoop. On iTunes, Android, Stitcher,
anywhere. Listen, you can go way back. It's great. So
thank
you.
She's popular. You'll love her.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for getting up and coming by.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was so fun.
You're awesome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.